The settlement is the largest amount any city has received from a single company for opioid litigation. San Francisco Mayor London Breed said in a statement that the settlement funds, including $57 million in just the first year, will, quote, expand key programs like treatment beds, abstinence-based programming, and transitional housing, unquote. The city will receive the funds over a 14-year period. City Attorney David Chu said the record-setting opioid settlement means Walgreens can't just walk away from a crisis it helped start.
Walgreens, San Francisco pharmacies received over 1,200,000 red flag opioid prescriptions, yet they performed due diligence for less than 5% of these prescriptions before dispensing them.
Walgreens released a statement reading in part, quote, Walgreens disputes liability, and there is no admission of fault in the settlement agreement. We never manufactured or marketed opioids, nor did we distribute them to pill mills and internet pharmacies, unquote. City Attorney David Chu disagrees. He said Walgreens played a central role in the city's opioid crisis.
The evidence presented at trial made it clear that Walgreens, the dominant retail pharmacy chain in San Francisco, which had a history of failing to comply with federal regulations, filled a significant volume of illegitimate opioid prescriptions.
City officials say about 2,300 San Franciscans have died from opioid overdoses since 2020, more than doubling the amount of COVID-19 deaths. San Francisco Department of Public Health Director Dr. Grant Colfax said the settlement funds will be put to use straight away, getting people the help they need.
The department has also made treatment for opioid disorder a key priority, including using evidence-based treatments, including buprenorphine and methadone, accessible to people so that they can deal with their addiction and begin the journey of treatment and recovery.
Dr. Chris Colwell is chief of the emergency room at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital. He said that he sees, on average, up to 15 opioid overdose cases coming through his ER each day. He says the settlement funds can be used to interrupt the cycle of addiction.
This is such an incredibly important next step in reinvesting in our community, and will give us the opportunity to do exactly that and to focus resources on treatment and prevention of this devastating crisis.
San Francisco Board of Supervisors President Aaron Peskin has said that he wants to meet with the mayor and city department heads to map out a strategy for how best to use the settlement funds. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.